more you could find hell by digging deep. These are theological places, real places, but they're theological.
All right, Doug, I've enjoyed this conversation with you. There's so much more we could talk about. Maybe we should pick it up again another time. What's true? What's the truth about heaven and hell? Sorting out the confusion about the afterlife, friends. It's a fascinating book. Your gift of $14 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. It deals with a lot of passages of scripture and viewpoints historically, in the past and today. It's well worth reading. Doug, thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint today, friends. I want to be ready, as the spiritual says, I want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. I hope that's your desire. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. Soon, you'll be coming home.
This is, you know, about a 2% chance that that would happen. Well, her policy is no longer legal under
the faithful gifts of our listeners. We urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I thought maybe we'd start talking out about the seething cauldron over there in the Middle East, which you're not hearing much about. They've got us diverted into a lot of other things, but we're on the verge of a major nuclear war in the Middle East, and it's going to spill over in America, and it's going to have a profound impact here. If you look and see what the government is doing, they're creating almost $1 trillion a year out of nothing to try to keep our economy from collapsing. And basically, of course, that $1 trillion a year, and how much more they're actually creating and giving to the European central banks to give to the banks over in Europe. The European economy is collapsing. The unemployment rate overall in the European Union is 12.5%. If you average all the countries over there and here in America, the real unemployment rate, the U6 unemployment, if you go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you'll find it's well over 14%. And if you look and see how this was calculated back 20 years ago, go to shadowstats.com. The real unemployment in the United States is over 22%. And we're in real trouble, but you're not hearing about this. You're not hearing about it, but they're trying to keep things together for a time. And I think that they're trying to keep it together until the war comes. They know there's going to be a war. There's going to be terrible problems, but that'll get the economy going again. It'll destroy the value of our currency, but the people in charge will say, well, it wasn't our fault. Now, why do I think there's going to be a war over there? Well, ladies and gentlemen, right now we're told why Israel is ready to attack Iran. Iran is going to be able to actually build a nuclear bomb within a week or 2 weeks or a month or so. And you'll see this repeated over and over again. And they've been saying the same thing for about 6 months. Iran certainly maybe a week or 2 weeks away from being able to have enough enriched uranium to build a bomb. But I would simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, Iran has been working for, well, as far as I can see, about 15 years to build this bomb. Basically, the United States was able to enrich enough nuclear material back during the Second World War, and this was back in the mid-1940s. Within 3 years, we had enough enriched uranium to build two nuclear weapons. Why hasn't Iran been able to get enough enriched uranium to build a nuclear weapon? I think they already have nuclear weapons. Why? Well, first of all, I was told back in the mid-1990s that they had several nuclear weapons. I was told by a very reliable source. He was the chief researcher for the Congressional Commission Committee. Certainly that did the research for the House of Representatives. Furthermore, of course, well, I believe that the Iranians are working very closely with the North Koreans, who actually already have the weapons. Why would they hesitate to transfer a weapon to Iran? I have contacts within the intelligence agency who are quite willing to admit that certainly Iran may already have nuclear weapons. I suspect they do. But now, of course, Saudi Arabia is talking about getting nuclear weapons, and basically, well, why isn't anybody concerned about Saudi Arabia getting nuclear weapons? Why is it just Iran? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Israel has said they're going to attack Iran, and if America will not get the thing straightened out, they will have to do this on their own. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Storm clouds gather.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And suddenly, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We have Ruben calling us from Spokane. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the verge of a major war in the Middle East. You're not going to hear about that through regular channels. But one day, suddenly, and whether it's a matter of weeks or months or maybe a year or two, I'm not certain. I have no inside information other than what I'm getting from people who really are very knowledgeable, who feel that it will not be very long before there is a nuclear war over there. And if it is, there's a nuclear war in the Middle East, one way or another, it's going to impact on us. Well, let's go to Reuben calling from Spokane, Washington. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Hi, Ruben. How are we doing?
All is well. How are you doing today, Stan?
Oh, doing fine. Please speak up. It sounds like you're on a cell phone. Go right ahead.
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for your book, Brotherhood of Darkness.
Oh, that's
an awesome book.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was good. I got a few extra copies and pass them out to a couple friends of mine, and they enjoyed it immensely as well. So keep up the good work. We'll pray for you and your ministry.
Thank you so much, Ruben. I appreciate your words of encouragement. Go right ahead.
That's all I wanted to say. I'm taking the opportunity just to say thank you.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much, Reuben. Let's go now to Bruce, who's calling us from Durand, Michigan. Again, it's open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Bruce, how are we doing?
Okay, I watched the Russian news today, RT, and they had a discussion about what they think happened at the Geneva talk about, was it in Geneva? These five members or seven members who were talking about Iran?
I think so, right. So what was the Russians' take on that?
Yeah, they have, for a week now, have said that it was the French who queered the deal, if you will, excuse the pun, that evidently the Israelis told the French that they would physically attack Iran, militarily, if they didn't come up with some harder regime of inspections. So that's what stopped it. The Russian guy called it blackmail, Israeli blackmail. So that put the kibosh on everything. I wonder if you think that's what happened or
what? Well, it may very well be. I mean, the Israelis certainly do not trust the Iranians. They're very, very concerned that America is giving away the storm. But basically, of course, apparently, what the negotiations included was that we were going to lift the sanctions on Iran so that they could sell oil to China and all the other countries that were they not been allowed to sell oil, although actually China and a few of the other countries have been buying oil from them under the table. But we were also going to release all of the money that is frozen in banks in Europe, and basically this is about $50 billion of Iranian money that had been deposited legitimately in banks, and we got those banks to seal the money for all intents and purposes, not to let Iran have that money. And basically because of these sanctions we put on Iran, why we've suddenly destroyed a good part of their economy. They're really hurting financially. So we were going to certainly, in return for the promise that they would certainly slow down with their effort to enrich uranium, we were going to give them all the money back, the $50 billion. We were going to lift the sanctions so they could trade oil. And the Iranians were getting everything they wanted. The United States wasn't getting anything that Israel wanted. Israel wants Iran to stop enriching uranium and to stop all efforts to build a nuclear weapon. Now, basically, because this is what everybody says, this is what we're officially being told. I believe Iran already has nuclear weapons. I believe, of course, this is all certainly a setup here to give us the impression that certainly that these negotiations are legitimate. I think probably the French did put the kibosh on it. But my fear is that there's going to be a nuclear war over there. Everything is changing. Suddenly, yeah. Saudi Arabia is pulling away from the United States. Saudi Arabia is going to have nuclear weapons. I think they probably already have them. But basically, we've been told, oh, they don't have nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, Saudi Arabia put up the money so Pakistan could build the nuclear weapons. And we actually have material, we have information for some months that Saudi Arabia's had nuclear weapons all along. But now suddenly we're told that Saudi Arabia is going to get nuclear weapons and nobody's concerned about it. Why are we concerned about Iran having nuclear weapons and not concerned about Saudi Arabia having nuclear weapons? And now we find Saudi Arabia certainly beginning to pull away from the influence of the United States and actually seeming in some respects to build almost a partial bridges to Israel, because Israel's aligned against Iran and Saudi Arabia's aligned against Iran, and my enemy's enemy is my friend. And basically it looks like maybe that at least Saudi Arabia would not be so interested in trying to destroy Israel at this time. In fact, they would like Israel to take on Iran. But my fear, Bruce, is that if Israel takes on Iran, Iran will retaliate, and basically if they do, they've already talked about how if they're attacked, they will attack the little Satan, but they will also attack the great Satan, and that's the United States. And if you go up on the internet, and certainly you can certainly go to Google someplace else and simply just type in something, Iran threatens the United States, or Iran threatens to attack the big Satan or the great Satan, you'll find what I'm saying is true. And I really believe, of course, everything is being set up in the Middle East for a major war that is going to have implications here in the United States. I hope and pray I'm wrong. Go right ahead,
Lewis. I've talked about World War One before, how it had changed from the Japanese scenario, build up the Japanese just to go to war with them after another Pearl Harbor. And I've changed to more like a World War One scenario. It's like Saudi Arabia and Iran are France and Germany 100 years ago. Now, if we believe that Stratfor news article about Saudi Arabia asking Pakistan for a nuclear weapon, it doesn't matter what Iran does. Now, they will be compelled to have their own nuclear weapons if Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons, won't they? I mean, they just can't tolerate Saudi Arabia having them without themselves having them, whether they wanted to have them or not.
And you're absolutely right, Bruce. Of course, what people have to keep thinking about, they have to look upon this as the fact that there are two components to the Muslim faith. One is Shia, and that, of course, is Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Lebanon. And then there's the Sunni Muslims, and that's Saudi Arabia, that's certainly the Gulf states, that certainly is increasingly has to do with Turkey. It has to do certainly with the Muslim states in North Africa. So you have the Sunnis and fighting the Shias, but the battle really is being waged in Syria. And Syria, yeah, certainly the government of Assad is a Shia government. But of course, there are a lot of Sunnis there in Syria. And basically, of course, the people who are financing the rebels, Saudi Arabia, the Gulf states, and the United States, are actually funding the Sunni rebels who are fighting the Shia government of Assad in Syria. Syria is the battlefield, but the battle is being fought there between the Sunni and the Shia Muslims, also between the United States and China and Russia. And China and Russia are financing Assad and the Shias, and we're financing the Sunnis, and we're fighting Assad. And basically, this is really what tragically, I mean, they've already killed 115,000 people over there. Nobody seems to be concerned. We have killed 115,000 people. If America said, 3 years ago, we're not going to have a war, we're not going to allow that, Saudi Arabia and the Arab states would have backed down. There'd been no battle there. But because America got involved in this, we've killed 115,000 innocent Muslims. And, of course, probably a significant part of those are Christians as well. And nobody seems to be concerned. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But everything over there is changing. Certainly, Turkey, which traditionally was our ally, is now becoming our enemy, identifying more with the radical Islamic movement. Certainly, things are very extremely unstable in Lebanon. There are somewhere between 150 and 200,000 1,000 missiles aimed at Israel. We never talk about that. There's no way in the world that suddenly those missiles could be launched without destroying Israel and killing off the vast majority of the population, unless, of course, unless God intervenes. And I think maybe if this does happen, why, God will intervene. I don't think that God is going to allow Israel to be destroyed at this time. But what are your thoughts, Bruce?
I think Saudi Arabia and Israel would have been really happy if Assad had been booted out of there. But he's actually on the upper hand now, and he's better for the Christians. So, you know, there's no one the New World Order would replace Assad with who would be as good to the Christians as he is.
I think you're absolutely right.
To save the Christians, we kick the ball down the road to a possible war with Iran. It's just tragic. I wish the Lord would come back and straighten this all out. And that brings up a question I wanted to ask a long time. In Daniel 11, it talks over and over again about the king of the north doing this to the king of the south, and the king of the south pushes back at the king of the north, and the king of the north comes back at the king of the south. And it talks about the king of the north being the Antichrist. He will not regard the desire of women. He will exalt his gods above every other god, or himself above every god. It's pretty clear that the king of the north is the Antichrist, the man of sin. It talks about in Revelation and Thessalonians and earlier in Daniel. Now, why is it that prophecy teachers always, without exception, say the king of the south is Egypt, but they will not say that the king of the north is either northern Syria, actually right around Antioch, where the Seleucids had their headquarters, all the Antiochites, Antiochus the Fourth, Antiochus the Third, Antiochus the...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call. But right now, I think we have Bill calling us from Tri-Cities, Washington. Let's see. Or do we have Herman first? Let's see. Who do we have first? Is it Herman or is it Bill? Well, let's go to Herman. Herman, did you have a question or comment?
Yes. I watched an interesting program with Irwin Baxter, End Times Prophecy. And he pointed something out, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Everybody's heard about that. You've got the white horse, you've got the red horse, the black horse, and the pale horse. Now, he suggested that the white horse would be Roman Catholicism and or the apostate church, that the red horse was communism, the black horse was capitalism. And whether those are true or not, the last one is fascinating. He said when the pale horse is kind of a weird thing. So he went back and researched the original words in the Greek. It does not say pale horse. It says a green horse, a pale green horse. Now, if you ask yourself, what movement in the world today, and it says it covers a quarter of the Earth's population, what movement today has a pale green as its standard or emblem, and it is the Muslim faith. Every flag, whether it's the Palestinians, the various organizations, they always have a pale green flag. And during Ramadan several years ago, he showed this on his program, the Empire State Building in honor of Ramadan lit up at night with pale green, shooting up at the towers at the top of the Empire State Building. So and also the rider of the pale horse is death. And there are between 1.3 and 1.8 billion Muslims in the world today, which is about a quarter of the Earth's population. It's a fascinating thought.
Well, I think that Herman, people have a lot of ideas. Maybe he's right, maybe he's not. I mean, there are dozens and dozens of interpretations of what the white horse is, the black horse, certainly the pale horse. So we're just going to have to wait and see, and I hope God will give us discernment. We're moving into one thing I can say for certain, we're moving into dangerous and difficult times. Thanks very much for calling, Herman. And let's quickly go to our next caller, who is Bill from Tri-Cities. Again, our telephone numbers, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Hi, Bill. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a comment. I recently found an interesting website called Global Research, and it has some of the people that you've had on your show, like James Corbett, and has William Engdahl on it. But anyways, I was just going to say that there's an interesting piece on there about Operation Gladio. And apparently these techniques are still being used where they do this strategy of tension. And it involves the security state or these deep political agencies that get behind when there's a government like Assad in Syria, and you have the mercenaries that are funded by CIA and NATO that are on the outside that are attacking the Assad government, and they get the arms and the airlift from Jordan and Qatar and Turkey and these NATO allies so they can send these weapons to the rebels. But when they have the rebels that are and the protesters that are attacking the government, a lot of times then there can be a CIA person possibly that is like standing on the roof or whatever, and they will shoot. And this will cause the government to think that the protesters did it, and it causes the protesters to think that the government did it, and it's escalating the tension.
I think, Bill, you're absolutely right. Basically, CIA is over there stirring up trouble. They're working with the rebels. They're working with Assad. They're working basically play both sides against the middle. And basically, what they're doing is simply destabilizing that whole part of the world. And I think this is all in preparation for this coming war. I think that's exactly what they want. I think it's very difficult for people to believe that our leaders want a war. But what other way is the route for the financial debacle they've created? They're going to have to destroy our economic system and yet, of course, make it appear that they didn't do it at all. That is why they're going to create a war over there. And I think you're absolutely right. They're playing both sides against the middle. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions, perhaps tens of millions are going to die before this is over. May God forgive America for what we've done.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. We have Joe on the line. We'll get to Joe in just a moment. Our telephone number, if you'd like to give us a call, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 465. Joe, you're getting all sorts of static there. You're getting all, sorts of static. Hold it. But you have all sorts of static on your line. Yeah, stop the static. Now, I have a couple of remarks I want to make, then we'll get to you. But basically, okay. So we were just talking to Bill from Tri-Cities, Washington. And Bill was certainly talking about reading a website called Global Research that pointed out that the CIA was funding the rebels. They were also fighting the rebels over there, the terrorist organizations. In other words, they were playing both sides. And basically, this is nothing new. This is certainly the same way it is with drugs. Basically, we have a massive program to control drugs in the United States today. Almost half of the people in federal prisons or state prisons are there on certainly on drug charges. And yet, who is the largest purveyor of drugs in the whole world? Why, the CIA. Go up in the internet, type in CIA foments the drugs or pushes drugs. Basically, what do you think our troops are doing over there in Afghanistan? Our troops are actually guarding the opium fields. If they weren't, why, the Taliban had burned down the opium fields. There wouldn't be the opium out there. We wouldn't have the drugs that we have. It's the same thing with communism. We finance communism on one side. We financed and that we fought communism with the other, with the Nazis. We actually, it was American corporations that built the weapons of warfare for the Nazis on one hand. And then our boys went over there and they fought the Nazis and were killed by the very weapons created by 100 American corporations building the weapons for the Nazis. And now we're seeing the same things with the war on terrorism. We finance the war on terrorism. We fight the war on terrorism. All right. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Joe from New Jersey. Hi, Joe. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah, I do have a comment. Regards to, I hear from time to time a lot of callers call in, and they quote other people's ideas or concepts or what they think the Bible means, is, as this fellow said, he was quoting this fellow as to what the pale horse was, and also this where the North Country is and what's going to come. You know, this is so simple, and this will straighten out in people's minds if they would only pay attention to what Scripture says. All you have to do is go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, and it says this: knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And you know, I never forgot the guest you had on one time, Dr. Stan, Kathy Burns. God bless that woman. She really did her homework in Scripture. And any time a question was brought up as to what does this particular verse of Scripture mean, she would always back it up with what the Scripture had to say about itself. And that's about all I have to say, Dr.
Okay, Stan. God bless. Thanks very much, Joe. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. I will be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But certainly, we open the program talking about what's going on over in the Middle East and the fact that we are, I believe, moving very, very rapidly towards a war in that part of the world. And basically, listen to what certainly the leaders of Iran are saying. And they're saying certainly that it's certainly if they are attacked by Israel, they are going to retaliate against the United States with chemical biological warfare. And although they do not mention nuclear warfare, I think they're concealing the fact that they already have the nuclear weapons. And as I simply pointed out at the beginning of the program, the United States was able to build several nuclear weapons after simply 3 years. I said the Iran has been working for well over 15 years to try to enrich uranium. Well, they have something that is hundreds of thousands of centrifuges. And if you think for 1 minute they do not yet have sufficient nuclear material or that they do not have a nuclear bomb, I said they have contacts with people who have contacts with the intelligence agencies, and they are quite willing to acknowledge that Iran may very well already have a nuclear weapon. Certainly Saudi Arabia is going to be having nuclear weapons. I think they probably already have them. I think that things are lining up over there. I don't know what's going to happen or what's going to precipitate this, but I suspect that somewhere down the line in the not-too-distant future, Israel is going to attack Iran. Iran will retaliate, and there'll be almost 200,000 missiles raining down on Israel. I do believe Israel has a laser defense. You're not hearing about this, but certainly we've read about this many years ago. And even with several hundred thousand missiles attacking Israel, Israel is going to be able to survive. But they're not going to tell you about their defensive weapons. They're going to tell you about the Iron Shield and a few other things, but the really important things are all secret. Well, it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But I believe, of course, that God is going to intervene on Israel's side. When the war comes and protect Israel, there may be an awful lot of people killed, a lot of damage, but I don't think Israel is going to be destroyed at this time. I think later down the line, terrible things are going to happen over there. But I think we're probably going to have a series of wars, and the first one will involve Israel and its neighbors. But Iran is going to be involved in this. Saudi Arabia is going to be involved in this. And there are going to be terrible complications and terrible slaughter over there. And I think, of course, a lot of this is going to involve the Palestinians. And basically, they're simply victims in this whole thing. Actually, there's basically a tremendous number of Palestinians who are becoming Christians today, and we need to pray for them. We need to pray for the people in Israel. But basically, of course, that whole area is being progressively destabilized. Certainly, the war continues waging there in Syria. And as they say, now we're up to over 115,000 innocent civilians have been slaughtered in Syria, and the slaughter is going to continue, certainly on for many, many months or maybe even years. Actually, of course, the Russians and the Chinese are arming Assad, and so he certainly has the superiority as far as weapons are concerned. And America simply seems to be pulling back somewhat. Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states have been pouring a lot of money into the rebels over there, but of course a lot of the money is getting in the hands of Al-Qaeda, and of course Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood are certainly the groups that we are financing. We financed Al-Qaeda. It's so hard for Americans to believe that we would be fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and funding it certainly in Syria. But people really don't remember. I remember it very, very well. No, basically, this whole thing about Al-Qaeda and this terrorist movement over there is as phony as a $3 bill. There has never been more than 100 or so members of Al-Qaeda in all of Afghanistan. And we've had hundreds of thousands of troops over there to fighting less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt what I'm telling you, you can find this up on the Internet. I think it was December 11th, 2009. I could be mistaken, but suddenly it was a 60-minute program. And basically, the CBS commentator was actually talking to Barack Obama, who was a guest that day. Hugh Downs, I believe it was talking to Barack Obama. And it was at that time that the American government was adding another 30,000 troops. We were going to reinforce the 60,000 troops we had in Afghanistan with another 30,000 troops. There were 45,000 NATO troops there. There were 100,000 contractors we were paying, and several hundred, about 300,000 Afghan troops and military in training. So well over 500,000. And suddenly Hugh Downs said to President Obama, "Why are you sending an additional 30,000 troops when suddenly the Al-Qaeda has less than 100 people in Afghanistan?" Why are you sending an additional 30,000 troops when al-Qaeda has less than 100 troops in Afghanistan? And Obama, without even flinching, said, well, they're because they're plotting against America. I'm here to defend America. And that's why I'm sending an additional 30,000 troops there. Ladies and gentlemen, they get to send in a couple of teams of special forces and taken out al-Qaeda at any time. They didn't do that because they wanted an excuse for the war. And basically, of course, one reason we wanted to have our troops in Afghanistan was to guard the poppy fields. And go up on your Google and simply type in U.S. troops guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan. After all, if we weren't guarding the poppy fields, why, they'd have been destroyed by the Taliban. The Taliban would have destroyed the poppy fields. And the CIA international drug trade would have been suddenly badly crippled. And the CIA uses the money they get from the drug trade for the black operations and to finance dictators throughout the world. And the fact that you're not hearing about this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But you do have access to the internet. Make full use of it and understand that the major funder of so many of the dictators throughout the world is our own Central Intelligence Agency using the black funds that are coming from the drug trade. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. So give us a call, and we do have a caller on line one. Hopefully we'll have him here in just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Eric calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question or comment?
Okay. You said to pray for the people of Israel, and I agree. There are...
But also pay for the Palestinians, pay for all the people over there, because they're all God's children. But yes, we should pray for Israel specifically. Go ahead.
We should not pray for Satan's disciples who are conducting the covert black ops that have ushered in this era of seemingly imminent catastrophic war. Interestingly, you interviewed Tex Mars some time ago. And Tex has a book called Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Andrew Carrington Hitchcock has The Synagogue of Satan, which, not being a Bible guy, I suddenly discovered, hey, that's Revelation 2:9. And that's not a paraphrase. That's the actual words of the Messiah speaking about those Pharisaic people who conspired to have the Messiah murdered and then cover it up. And they're the same ones who own the media. They're the same ones who own the drug trade. You say the CIA is culpable in the drug trade. Well, the CIA wouldn't be nearly as culpable if it weren't for the Mossad as a co-partner. And the book, The Synagogue of Satan by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, he has incident after incident after incident of Israeli Mossad skullduggery. They killed Jack Bernstein, who authored a book about their skullduggery. Victor Ostrovsky, who was a righteous Mossad agent who apparently found the Lord and wrote a couple books by way of deception and the other side of deception. Both of them were murdered. And let's see, Baruch Levy. Does that name ring a bell? Baruch Levy?
Nope.
Okay. Baruch Levy, in 1928, wrote a letter to Karl Marx. And this was published in Rothschild's La Revue de Paris. It was 1928. I forget which month. It's in Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan. And in there, it delineates precisely what is going on now. And they say, he declared Baruch Levy adamantly, emphatically, without a doubt, that the future events will unfold to the peril of all cultures throughout the world, all the peoples that form the republics of the world. They would be annihilated. And on the ruins...
Okay, Eric, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to just cut you off here, but thank you so much. And I just want to comment on what Eric is saying. First of all, he quotes Tex Mars. Now I like Tex, but I think he's absolutely wrong. Basically, there is a satanic element within the Jewish race today, but there's a satanic element within the Catholic element. There's a satanic element within the Protestant. There's a satanic element certainly within the Masons. And certainly at every aspect of our society. And basically, of course, there are different types of Jews. There's Sephardic Jews, there's the Khazar Jews, and of course, the Sephardic Jews are the traditional Jews. But basically, of course, they never talk about the Sephardic Jews. They've come under tremendous pressure from the satanic element. But Tex Mars, when he writes about the Jews, he never mentions the traditional Jews, who are the Sephardic Jews, who've come under tremendous discrimination by the satanic element within the Jewish element. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it to understand we are truly involved in a spiritual warfare, and there really are these satanic groups everywhere you look. And basically, of course, the whole idea is to focus on the Jews so you don't see the Trilateral Commission. What is the Trilateral Commission? It's probably the most powerful organization. And yet, of course, you don't hear Eric or other people talking about the Trilateral Commission, which is Luciferian. If you doubt what I'm saying, I ask you to go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and certainly you'll find their logo there. It's a circle made up of three curved arrows. And if you look very closely, and you know what you're looking at, you'll see the three sixes joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross, an upside-down broken cross. And basically, this is a Luciferian organization. It's not a Jewish organization. A few of the people are Jews. The vast majority are not. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and they're trying to focus your attention, as is Jack or Eric, who just called in. It's all the Jews. It's all the Jews. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is all simply designed to lead you away from the truth. There is a conspiracy out there, but it isn't a Jewish conspiracy. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at, and basically we have, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you certainly would like to help us get the truth out about what's going on. And what is the truth? Why we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there is a satanic movement out there, very well organized. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And basically, if you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And basically, it will give you insight into how this whole thing fits together and how there's an organized effort to try to make everybody believe this is a Jewish conspiracy, which it is not. Some of the finest conservatives I know are Jewish. And basically, this is an orchestrated, concerted effort to mislead you. And I fear that there are many, many people within the conservative movement who are putting out, frankly, false information. They are simply knowingly or unknowingly trying to keep you from understanding that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is the time when suddenly we need to let people understand that if you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, you can certainly listen to our programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, and certainly you can read my treatise on population control, material we've written on the Georgia Guidestones, and we have a section there on logos. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we also hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can get the four best CDs or tapes of the month along with the newsletter. Or certainly you could go ahead and buy the books and videos and the other things that we offer. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there give serious consideration to getting the health products and other products that we have available, because, of course, this helps us to maintain our network of stations 5 hours a day as we reach out all across America, indeed, all across the world, trying to get people to understand what is really going on in the world. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our products, we also carry the Miracle Tube, certainly soap products. We carry certainly the Berkey water products. We carry a line of, certainly it's called PRI. It helps you to go ahead and rejuvenate certainly gasoline or diesel fuel. We even carry spices, and people say, why would you carry spices? Well, we do it simply to try to raise the funds so that we can maintain our network of stations where people all across the country are learning about what's really going on today. And you can listen, if you go to Radio Liberty, on radio stations, on the Internet, on shortwave, certainly on satellite, on iPhone, our iPad. And basically all of these things are expensive, but we think it's important. And we have all sorts of, we have a lot of people who simply listen to our program on the telephone. And you can actually get listen to us actually 3 hours a day on the telephone if you have unlimited minutes. And we recommend this as certainly another convenient way to hear what's going on. But we're moving into very difficult and very, very dangerous times. And our plea to you is learn what's going on, reach other people, make your preparations, but try to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So remember our telephone number. It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And it's your job to talk to others, to try to get them to understand what's really going on, to see how so much of what's going on today is really the fulfillment of prophecy. And we're told in the latter days there are going to be some terrible wars over there in the Middle East, and I think we're moving towards those at the present time. So we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision protection. We'll be back here in just a moment for the next hour.
Let us all be grateful.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bruce Adamson. I've known Bruce for probably close to 30 years. Bruce used to be one of my patients, but basically he also became a writer, and he became the world's leading expert on a man named George de Morenschelt. Now, if you don't know who George de Morenschelt was, he was Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend. And suddenly Bruce has studied him. He's certainly gone all over the country doing interviews and getting their basic information about Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend. Bruce, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, why don't you just go into the background of what motivated you to actually spend literally a dozen years of your life tracking down the story of George de Morenschelt, and what did you learn as you certainly evaluated and learned about Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend?
Well, it's been almost two dozen years, 22 years, and I got tired of the subject in 92. Oliver Stone's movie came out, and I was telling a friend today that I was out to prove that Oswald had acted alone when I came across George de Morenschelt. I went through the 26 volumes of the Warren Report at University of Santa Cruz, McHenry Library, and I found out that George de Morenschelt had dated or visited Jackie Kennedy's mother on a daily basis, 1938, which is like 25 years before the assassination, and I thought that was strange. And then I won a case right about that time against the government, and I was given 2 years back pay, and I said, well, I'm going to take this money and invest it in to researching the JFK assassination. I never thought I would not stop. I wished I could have stopped a long time ago, but I kept going and going. And it was like mining for gold. I found that Zapruder had known Oswald's best friend, the guy that's there to film the assassination, actually worked with the wife, fourth wife of George de Mournschild. And I found out Lyndon Johnson was friends with George de Mournschild, and they're corresponding 7 months before the assassination. And then Alan Dulles, who was a chief warrant commissioner, was friends with de Mournschild and his brother, and worked with his father-in-law from his second marriage. So it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and you got to put all these pieces together. You can't force them in there. And George Bush Sr. was tied to de Mournschild. All these important people, and this is what
Leah. And I think it's important that George Bush Sr. knew de Mournschild. I mean, why would George Herbert Walker Bush know de Mournschild? Basically, he was more than simply a casual actor. He was an integral part of the assassination, the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bruce Adamson on this subject, this is not open lines. We want a specific, keep any questions to this subject. But certainly, Bruce certainly is the world's leading expert on George de Mournschild. And he had a fascinating life. He had a very, very suspicious death. There were things that happened that day that he died that makes it, I always had felt this was, he was simply eliminated, as were literally several hundred other people who in one way or another were affiliated with the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Now, this was not a murder by a lone assassin. This was a murder carried out by the highest levels of our government. How do I know? Well, basically because I was very good friends with Colonel Dan Marvin, who went to a CIA assassins training school. You can hear my interview with him, where the CIA admitted they orchestrated the murder of John Kennedy.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. the Family First Responders Kit loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Bruce Adamson, and he is the world's leading expert on George de Morgenschild, who is Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend. And basically, Bruce got started researching this about 1992. He actually went to one of the sheriff's departments, and they had certainly the diary and all the papers of George de Morgenschild. And of course, Bruce was allowed to take those and to make copies of them. And then he followed through, and all the people who de Morgenschild worked with, and of course, it was sort of like a diary, but it was an address book.
Right.
And of course, then Bruce was able to follow all of those people and all of the interlocks with the highest levels of our government. Here is a man who certainly was the mentor for Lee Harvey Oswald. And basically, of course, shortly before his death, when did de Morgenschild, de Morgenschild die?
Yeah, March of 77.
March of 77, of 77.
Right.
But of course, at that time, he was openly saying, you know, that Lee Harvey Oswald was more or less a patsy. What did de Morgenschild say in the latter part of his career about Lee Harvey Oswald and what happened as far as the assassination? Did he suggest that we had not been told the truth?
Yes. He said that Oswald, he felt responsible for Oswald, and he wrote a book, I'm a Patsy, I'm Just a Patsy, which is what Oswald said before he was gunned down by Jack Ruby. De Morgenschild has ties to Jack Ruby. And De Morgenschild was given 9 shock treatments while his friend was CIA director George Herbert Walker Bush. And those 9 shock treatments, if they were CIA-sponsored, would his suicide wouldn't be a suicide. It would be actually a murder if they were intentionally given to him. And de Morgenschild was saying that Oswald was set up by FBI agents, wealthy Texas oil men, and CIA agents. And he told this to a Jim Brenemus, who is on the faculty at the University of San Francisco, and also other publications. And his roommate at Parkland, where they gave him the 9 shock treatments, said that told him that the CIA was behind it and that he was going to die because that he knew this. And that was in 76 while Bush was CIA director. And when de Morgenschild writes to Bush, de Morgenschild, you know, is asking for Bush as CIA director for help because he's being harassed by FBI agents. And so the person in the hospital room passed a lie detector test that he was telling the truth on what de Morgenschild told him.
And what did de Morgenschild tell the fellow who was in the hospital with him?
He said that he's going to die because of what he just told him, that wealthy Texas oil men and CIA agents were behind it. And he was also, in his medical reports I was looking at, he was mentioning Howard Hughes. And so Howard Hughes was definitely working in the CIA during the 1950s. And there was one movie he produced where it's His Kind of Woman in 1952, where he is setting up Robert Mitchum as a patsy in Mexico. And it's, you know, all fiction, but it's 11 years before the assassination of Kennedy, where they're setting up Oswald in Mexico.
Well, it's an amazing, amazing story. Now, how many of your pamphlets or books did you actually write on de Morgenschild?
I'm up to 14 now, and I just produced a little 30-page booklet. It's all the most important facts about Alan Dulles writing to Dmitri von Morgenschild, George's brother, Lyndon Johnson writing to de Morgenschild, and de Morgenschild writing back 7 months before the assassination, saying we have many mutual friends. And, you know, I just pretty much stay focused on the important things and make it simple, you know, for people to understand, try to understand, because I take for granted that I know, since I've been researching this for 22 years, I'm like 2 generations ahead of people my own age. that I know, you know, people that are in their 80s and a lot of connections where the average person, a college student or other people my own age, don't really know who these people are.
Well, I think it's, ladies and gentlemen, they killed Jack Kennedy. Why did they kill him? Well, basically, the CIA was involved. How do I know? Well, I mentioned earlier, basically, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin. We have a four-tape set called, our four-CD set called Deadly Assassins, and you'll actually hear my interview with Colonel Marvin, who talks about going to the CIA school, where he's actually trained to be an assassin. That's how to kill people. And while he's there, certainly the CIA agents talk about how they supervised certainly the murder of Kennedy. Now, they probably didn't do it. They had they brought in paid assassins to, and they had several teams, and they probably had some special forces teams there. And in case the other teams missed, why, of course, the special forces would take him out. They were intent upon killing the President of the United States. And you can actually hear that interview with Colonel Marvin, but there's so much information that Bruce has put together in his 14 books. Bruce, how can people actually get your material? Oh, how do they contact you? Do they get it through Amazon? How do they get your books?
Well, I'm not a professional producer, but right after the show in Santa Cruz County, Public Access TV, channel 73 or 27, will be showing 10 o'clock, a whole hour of a video that I produced on Des Moines Shield. They can go to my website, watch this video at any time at CIAJFK.com. They can write to me at P.O. Box 1003. Aptos, California, 95001.
Well, you know, what again is your website? How can people get your website?
The website is CIAJFK.com.
CIAJFK.com. CIAJFK.com. And basically, can they buy your books there? Can you get them on Amazon?
Do they have to sure. Them? And if they mention, you know, Radio Liberty, I'll donate couple dollars for every book I sell. You know, I'm not really wanting to profit off. I've been doing this 22 years, and I don't like the idea that all these people are coming out of the woodwork right on the 50th anniversary. But I mean, it's something I'm good at. It's like I'm a mechanic at this particular subject, so I want to share it. And you know, I'm not really wanting to profit. That's why I have we did an hour long show the other day, and I have that on my website. People can tune in and listen to that.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I said, hey, if you have a question or comment for Bruce, give us a call. But basically, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald, we're told, the lone gunman, we don't know why he wanted to kill the president. Well, he says he wanted to kill the president. Then why did Jack Ruby want to kill Lee Harvey Oswald? Well, basically, of course, you're told, well, he wanted to kill Lee Harvey Oswald because he liked Jack Kennedy so much. He wanted to get back at the man who killed him, and that's a lie. Basically, I went down, of course, to Dallas, and there's a special museum where they actually have material on the assassination. And one of the things they have there, which you can actually see, is a video, and it shows Jack Ruby, and he's talking to the members of the Warren Commission, and I've forgotten which members are there, but Jack Ruby is talking, and he, of course, remember Jack Ruby had killed Lee Harvey Oswald, and Jack Ruby is saying, look, I want to get out of Dallas. I mean, I'm not safe here. You get me out of Dallas, I'll tell you exactly what happened. Get me out of Dallas, I'll tell you exactly what happened. And those are his very words. What happens? Well, he develops fulminant cancer, and within a week he's dead. Have you ever heard of anybody developing fulminant cancer and being dead? So like Joe McCarthy, I talked to the doctor who took care of Joe McCarthy when he went into Bethesda, Maryland. And according to my friend, his name was Irwin, and he was a surgeon. And Irwin had offices right next to me. He told me he was the intern at the hospital, the Naval Hospital, when Joe McCarthy went in Sunday on Bethesda Naval Hospital on Sunday for a routine checkup. He was quite healthy at the time. And 6 days later, why? Of course, his liver cancer had, or his liver cirrhosis had killed him. During that week, within 1 week, he had fulminant cirrhosis and was dead. This is what really goes on in the world today. Right now, let's go to Bruce, calling from Spokane. Well, Bruce, do you have a question or comment for our guest? Bruce, do you have a question or Bruce, do you have a question
yes,
or comment?
I had a question. Yeah. Oh,
go right ahead.
All right. I want to know if the guest, I heard of a man called Nord Davis Jr.
Yes, I. When I first began my research, Nord Davis Jr. Had this little booklet with a guy in a cape in the Zapruder film. With he thought was a, it looks like a machine gun, and then the Zapruder film shows a lady backing up with a hanky, waving a hanky. But I'm, you know, I'm not. It looked to me, it looked like a still shot published in the Time magazine. I have. The Time magazine, and I haven't seen it for a while, but it did look like some guy with a machine gun, and that was supposed to be de Mornschild. And Nord Davis was supposed to be like Secretary of War under Bo Greitz, if I remember right.
Well, I'm not exactly. You know, I know that Nord Davis was a Christian patriot, and he had his, he knew a lot of things that was going on, trying to put the pieces together, just like so many other people. But he was one of the first person that I knew that revealed that name of Mornschild to me. And he tracked, he did some back history of Mornschild and trying to trace this person. You know, we've had, there's incredible discussions, of course, on the Kennedy assassination, and they still should be discussed. We have a government that has literally buried the information of it, and as we well know, there's a death trail behind that, including Nord Davis Jr.
Okay, but Bruce, have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? If I can make a suggestion, get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Who's really behind
Dr.
it?
Oh, man, I'm on a case here.
Oh, God bless you for that. Hey, hang on. We'll be back in just a moment here.
All right.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call to 7-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest in the studio this evening, Bruce Adamson. And basically, I've known Bruce for a long time, probably well over it, almost 30 years. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Bruce, when did you first come to my office? You remember?
I would say it was in, I did shows in KSCO in 92, and I think it was like 93, 94.
Well, because I left.
Oh, I mean the radio shows.
Right.
I would say it was 88, 89.
88, 89. Okay, fine. So we're really talking 25 years or so. Well, I guess it's Bruce Adamson. He's one of my patients, but he's also, a long time ago, now he's the world's leading expert on George de Morenschild. And who is George de Morenschild? Why, he was Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend and intimately involved in this whole assassination. He was also a friend of George Herbert Walker Bush. I've seen the letter that Bush wrote to Bruce about George de Morenschild. He was also very close, and I'm talking to Morenschild, close to Lyndon Johnson, and there's so much information out there. You're not going to get through other channels. That's why the 14 books that Sidney Bruce has written are so vitally important. They're not large books, but a lot of great information, and now he's put this, summarized all of the really important information in a 30-page analysis. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. Well, Bruce, certainly, are you getting much exposure on other radio programs? And are people still interested in the assassination?
Oh, you're seeing all being swamped on all the TV networks, different shows, CNN. And I'm doing a show with Republic, broadcasting.org, in the American Free Press. I have two shows scheduled, but I figured, you know, I put it on our local public access TV. It's in Brooklyn Public Access, Tucson. And then the URL where is on my website. If you go to JFK Books, and you can just watch it live. Like I said, one show starts at 10 o'clock, but you can copy the URL and watch it anytime during the day. But an hour after the JFK video, I have a show on my Uncle Harold, who was a famous songwriter who wrote World War II songs, such as Coming in a Wing and a Prayer and Time on My Hands. And he had polio, and he overcame his disability by writing, you know, a lot of songs, and it's free. You know, I'm not trying to sell anything. I don't get any royalties for the songs my uncle wrote. I'm just proud that that he's my uncle, and the JFK video is free. So, you know, it's a lot of information. People can set their tape recorder, or they can watch it over and make notes or ask a question if they, you know, after seeing it. But it's just it's the kind of thing that, you know, after 22 years, you know, you're kind of ready to do something else. I produced for the last 6 years a Civil War documentary on family history in my mom's family. And so it takes my mind off of all the negative things that I've been trying to educate people on the JFK assassination for over the years.
But do you think that the average individual...
Do you think that the average individual understands that there really was certainly a conspiracy to kill JFK? My feeling is that probably half the American people understand that they've lied to us about this. What's your impression? Do you think that basically your efforts and the efforts of the others to uncover what happened have had an effect that people really do understand that this was a murder and it was certainly covered up by the Warren Commission?
I do, and I think it was covered up by Bill Clinton during the 90s when George H.W. Bush signed into law the JFK Records Review Board Act. There was not one word mentioned of George de Mornschild, and yet Bush wrote me a letter admitting that he was friends with Lee Harvey Oswald's best friend since 1942. And I think he had an obligation to disclose this when he signed into law the JFK Records Review Board Act. And then Bill Clinton spent millions and millions of dollars during the 90s on trying to uncover the truth. But the truth is never uncovered.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's certainly no one who knows more about George de Mornschild than our guest in studio, actually in the studio with me this evening, and that is Chris Bruce Adamson. And basically, Chris, Lee Harvey Oswald was simply the patsy. He was the guy that suddenly had been working for the government, but he didn't actually fire the shots. In fact, there was no evidence of residue on his hands from shooting the guns, but they had to kill him, and so they had suddenly Jack Ruby shoot him, and then they had to kill Jack Ruby. But Lee Harvey Oswald was certainly the patsy.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients.
So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest in studio is Bruce Evanson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Bruce is probably the world's leading expert on George Des Moines Shelt. Let's go to Ted, who's calling us from Moses Lake up in Washington. Hi, Ted. A question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Sorry, I've been out of touch. Just too busy. I really appreciate your program. You always have interesting guests on. I just wanted to make a comment. I'm really enjoying the show, by the way. Two things. I was watching a PBS special on the JFK murder last night, and it was very interesting. There were, I'm aware of pictures of Lady Bird Johnson, you know, of course, the president's LBJ's wife, who was smiling and giddy after JFK was murdered on the plane Air Force One going back to Washington, D.C. She was so just elated that Kennedy had been killed. And it was interesting last night on the whitewashed presentation they had on the JFK murder, because they had a clip of her half of smiling and being giddy on the camera, but they cut it off and switched it to another scene quickly so the public wouldn't see it. I've seen the photographs before and the footage, and I just wanted to share that with your guest, Bruce.
Any thoughts on that, Bruce?
Well, I know that Lyndon Johnson's secretary, Marie Feamer, was the first woman's supervisor at the CIA, senior supervisor, and her mother worked with Mrs. George Des Moines Shield and Abe Zapruder in 1953 at Nardis of Dallas Clothing Company. So it's not natural when Abe Zapruder is filming the assassination, another stage shooting, that he doesn't react for his safety, but he testifies to the Warren Commission that he hears bullets whistling by his head. And you look in the line of his camera, everybody is like, when they hear the gunshots, they're falling to the ground. So why is Zapruder just keep panning? And he should have made disclosure that he worked with Lyndon Johnson's personal secretary, Marie Feamer, who was present when Lyndon Johnson meets Des Moines Shield twice, April 26th and May 20th of 63, months before JFK's assassination and shortly after the Walker shooting, that he knew Marie Feamer's mom, Olga Feamer, and also Mr. and Mrs. George Des Moines Shield, for they attended the CIA Trust Republic National Bank Building, Dallas Council on World Affairs meetings at the Republic National Bank Building.
And, Ted, I would simply comment, we have actually two 4-tape sets on the JFK. One's JFK, the other's JFK update, I think it is. But the second one actually has a two-hour interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress, Madeline Duncan Brown. It's fascinating interviews, and basically, as she, for all intents and purposes, says that Lyndon Johnson attended a meeting the night before the assassination, and there were about 20 people there. She didn't attend the meeting, but she was certainly outside the meeting room. And after that, suddenly Lyndon Johnson came out of the meeting. He bent over and whispered in the ear, "Well, after tomorrow, you won't have to worry about that Kennedy ever again." So basically, it's a fascinating insight. Anything else you'd like to ask, Ted, before we let you go?
Real quick, you've inspired me, Dr. Stan, to have my radio program. It starts this Friday. It's on KKNW, 1150 AM out of Bellevue. We cover about 50,000 listeners from Everett down to Olympia, Washington. And I'd like to invite Bruce on my program on the 22nd, if he has a few minutes. I won't keep him long. I'm going to have part of the program is going to be devoted to the JFK murder.
Well, I can give you my phone number, or you can email me through my website, and you can keep me more than a few minutes, because I don't mind.
Do you have a pen there, Ted?
Sure. Yeah.
What's your telephone number?
It's 831-465-9272. If you just leave a message, I won't call you right tonight, because But that's, did you get that okay? 831-465-9272.
But, I sure do.
Congratulations. You get there and reach as many people as you can. We're involved in this battle together. And every one of us, in one way or another, has to be involved. I'm just so pleased that now that you do have a radio outlet, you get the information out. God bless.
And I was going to say, watch the TV show, too, following this. You can watch it anytime. It's free on the website.
God bless. Thanks so much, Ted. And let's quickly go to Carol, who's calling from Spokane. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Carol calling from Spokane, Washington. Go right ahead, Carol.
Hello to both of you. I was listening to a station the other day, actually a prominent program, and they had a fellow on there that was trying to prove that Oswald was the lone gunman, and I just sat there, and my mouth just went. I go, do you mean to tell me that people still think that Oswald did this?
No, Carol, and I think what you have to understand is that the government is still putting these professional people out there. They're just information specialists, but the media is rigidly controlled. If it weren't for alternative radio, you wouldn't get the truth hardly at all. And they put these people out to try to confuse you, and that's what that guy's doing.
I just couldn't believe it. But I taped many years ago the History Channel, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, and I've got Destiny Betrayed and things about Jim Garrison and everything. And it's just, anybody who's ever seen that Zapruder film, he wasn't shot from behind. It's so crazy. Anyway, I'm enjoying your show.
What they're doing is they're playing games with your mind. And what they're doing is getting you confused. And they give you so much contradictory information, you don't know what to believe. And an awful lot of people just throw their hands up and say, I'm not even going to think about it. I'm glad that you understand what they're doing. They're playing games with your mind. And do you think independently? Understand they killed Kennedy. And basically, they killed Bobby Kennedy. They killed Martin Luther King. They killed them all, and they're killing people today. We've actually, a number of people I've interviewed have actually died under very mysterious circumstances. People, something that who do talk radio just like I do, have died under very mysterious circumstances. Why I'm still here, I don't know, but I'll be here as long as the Lord wants me to. Anything else, Carol?
We're so glad. No, thank you very much.
God bless you.
Talk to you later.
Okay, have any thoughts at all for Carol?
I would just say, I was talking to somebody at the West Palm Beach Sheriff's, I believe yesterday, and I've been dealing with them since 92, and they told me that there was a friend told me, local at a gas station here in Aptos, told me that, there's a new, one of the Secret Service guys is now, he's dead now, and he said it was an accident, that he cocked his rifle and accidentally shot Kennedy by accident. Well, if they had said this a long time ago, it would have, made a lot more sense than bringing it up many, many years later.
Sure. But it's all part of this plan of planned confusion. What you do is you put out so much contradictory information, people can't think clearly. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call. Or go right ahead, Bruce.
I was just going to say, if Lyndon Johnson was on the up and up, he would have disclosed that he was meeting with George de Mornchild twice, 6 months before the assassination, and Alan Dulles would have disclosed that when he's interrogating de Mornchild that he knows George de Mornchild. And you just know, Jackie Kennedy even had ties to George de Mornchild. Her mother was dating de Mornchild in 38, or seeing him on a – he testified that he was seeing her on a daily basis. And the dress, the pink Chanel suit that Jackie's wearing to Dallas, is purchased from the aunt by marriage of George de Mornchild. And Jackie's personal dress designer, Ole Cassini, his sister-in-law committed suicide because of Bobby Kennedy. And he's friends, they're both friends with George de Mornchild. All these people are like tied together, and it's just, you got to put the pieces together. You can't make them guilty just because they fit. You just have to paint a picture. And Charlene Reitzman Cassini, who was married to Igor Cassini, worked for Igor worked for William Randolph Hearst as a Charlie Knickerbocker writer. And Bobby Kennedy was forced into prosecuting him. And at the very time he's prosecuting Igor, George DeMarchal is writing to President Kennedy, asking President Kennedy to write the foreword of his 2,000-mile donkey trip through Central America. And at the same time DeMarchal is writing to President Kennedy, he's taking Lee Harvey Oswald to these White Russian meetings. You know, if Lee Harvey Oswald is guilty all by himself, why? The timing couldn't be worse for Lyndon Johnson, Alan Dulles, and George DeMarchal. And even George Bush, Bush Sr. Probably had nothing to, could have nothing to do, but he's all over the place. He said that called the FBI office in Houston, said that one guy named James Parrott was talking about killing President Kennedy. And it just, you can't have all these connections and then say, oh, a Secret Service guy turned around and accidentally shot Kennedy by accident.
Well, basically, of course, people have to understand there are all sorts of covert organizations out there. George Herbert Walker Bush was a member of the Bilderbergs, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bohemian Grove, the Skull and Bone Society. He was director of the CIA, just to mention a few of the things. This man was tied into this whole demonic movement, which is working behind the scenes to bring about a one-world dictatorship, as was his son, and right now, because they're trying to actually line up Jeb Bush to run as a presidential candidate in 2016, and who knows, he might even win. I would hope and pray that it wouldn't happen. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our guest is Bruce Adamson. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question for Bruce, and certainly there's nobody who knows more about certainly the DeMarchal, George DeMarchal, Lee Harvey Oswald's closest friend, other than Sidney Bruce. How did DeMarchal actually run into Lee Harvey Oswald? Do we have any idea?
Yes. When Oswald came back in 62, the CIA man, is James Walton Moore and Colonel Orloff were told DeMarchal to go make befriend Oswald. And so that's how the CIA asked DeMarchal to do this. And I found out that George DeMarchal held an office in the CIA Trust Republic National Bank building from 53 to 68. And in the building is George Bush's mentor, the law firm that organized the motorcade route shortly before it was happened. Jack Ruby banked at this building. And, I mean, don't believe me that it's a CIA trust building, but the LA Times and the Houston Chronicle both published that it was. And but they never did the research to find out who was in that building. And Lee Harvey Oswald was even taken for a job interview to that office building. And shortly before the assassination, he wrote a letter to Mr. Hunt. And there was a Hunt lawyer in the banking firm who worked with Holloway. And those lawyers were representing George Herbert Walker Bush when he was suing Governor Conley before the assassination of John Kennedy.
Well, basically, had Lee Harvey Oswald broken up with his wife, or were they living separate because of his occupation? What was the relationship between Lee Harvey Oswald and his wife? They come from Russia at the time of the assassination.
Well, it wasn't good. They weren't living together. He was in New Orleans, and she was staying at the Paynes, Michael and Ruth Hyde Payne. And then Michael Payne's mother is a first cousin to John Forbes Kerry. And Michael,
are you? We talk about the John Kerry, who's the current Secretary of State.
Yes, we are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is, the more things change, the more they remain the same. Here's John. Remember John Kerry? Now we're talking 19.
Who's the Skull and Bones and ran
skull
against,
and bones
ran against Bush?
Grove, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations. They work hand in glove, go right ahead.
Well, he ran against George W. Bush for president. And he was 2 years ahead of Bush in the Skull and Bones. But John Forbes Carey's first cousin was Ruth Forbes Payne, not to be confused with Michael Payne's wife. This is his mom, and she married the what did they call John Forbes Carey in the Vietnam when he was on the boat? They had a nickname for him?
I don't recall.
Well, anyway, John Forbes Carey's first cousin was married to the inventor of the Bell helicopter. Ruth Forbes Payne married Arthur Young. Arthur Young invented the Bell helicopter, and they made millions off the Bell helicopter during the Korean War and also the Vietnam War. And then they opened up this Berkeley conscious some peace movement at Berkeley. I can't think of the name right now, but Ruth Forbes Payne's best friend is, I don't know, do you have the book Autobiography of a Spy by Mary Bancroft, whose family?
Doesn't ring a bell with me, no.
No, Mary Bancroft, they happen to own Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and their family. And she worked with Alan Dulles on the plot to kill Adolf Hitler during World War II. She was an OSS lady, and she was CIA. And Mary Bancroft was the lover of Alan Dulles and the man who purchases Pruder Film, Henry Lukes, who owned Time Life and Fortune magazines.
Well, the more things change, the more they fit together, and basically all this very, very small group of people. And I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They really control the wealth of our nation. They control the media. They control certainly the banking industries. They control many of the major corporations. They are the people planted certainly within our educational or religious organizations. And they certainly control the people who control both the Democrat and Republican Party. Until you understand that there is this network and these people will kill anyone who gets in their way, because they have a goal, and behind them are powerful spirits of forces aimed at destruction of America as a sovereign nation and using America's wealth and certainly military power to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and certainly a one-world financial system. Go right ahead, Bruce. You got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, I would just encourage people, you know, if they want to watch an hour-long video, they can go to the website CIAJFK.com. Or I would encourage people in Santa Cruz County to support community TV, because they'll be closing their doors December 31st for 3 months to try to reorganize. And I just am not really wanting to profit off tragedy, somebody else's tragedy. And if you mention Dr. Stan, for every sale, I'll join in a few dollars to the cause.
All right, fine. And once again, how can people get in touch with you?
They can get hold of me through my website. It's CIAJFK.com. That's CIAJFK.com. They can email me at BCA at my website, CIAJFK.com, or they can write to me, P.O. Box 1003, Aptos, California.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included.
Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I've got to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours every day, every weekday, and trying to educate people about the true nature of the battle that's taking place today. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, they kill our leaders. We have an excellent four CD set on the JFK assassination. We have a JFK assassination update. We have a DVD that put up our good friend Bob Fletcher on the JFK assassination. And they killed the President of the United States, and they got away with it. Why? Because they control the media. How do they control the media? Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and get into the background of what's really going on today. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, basically, if you are concerned about the very real possibility that America could come under attack by an EMP, you need to get the four CD set, the threat of an EMP attack, the DVD, the threat of an EMP attack. Actually, we have the 2008 Congressional Commission, a report on the danger of an EMP attack. And then we carry the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof, 30 years with the Defense Department. Certainly now he writes for WorldNet Daily, but a frequent guest on Radio Liberty. You need to understand there really is a serious threat to America. And for some strange reason, we're not doing anything that's logical to protect our country from the very real threat that we could suddenly lose electric power all across America. And we don't know why, but I have my own views, and maybe one of these days we'll do another program on this. But certainly the four CD set, the DVD, the DVDs, actually a talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper of High Frontier. And you can go to his webpage, High Frontier, read what he puts out every week. And you probably ought to be on his mailing list. You can get the information certainly without charge. But you have to understand America is in severe danger today. And everything you hold valuable and precious in your life is endangered, certainly by the threat of an EMP attack. You need to find out what it's about. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope that many of you certainly will go to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can certainly watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs there 5 hours a day on the Internet. You can also, of course, get it on shortwave, and certainly if you have a telephone, you can get it that way, iPod, iPhone, all sorts of different ways of getting our programs. And your job is to get other people listening to begin to understand what is really going on today. So we do hope you go to our website, radioliberty.com, and get the information that is readily available there. That's radioliberty.com. And then if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family and supporters, we could certainly use your help. Or suddenly you could subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family and get the four best tapes or CDs of the month. You can get the various products that we offer, and that is certainly the health products, because most people are deficient in magnesium. And we offer magnesium, and it's vitally important for your heart. In fact, so many people actually will have cardiac irregularities or congestive heart failure. That is simply based upon the fact that 80% of our population is deficient in magnesium. And when you get your magnesium, up by many, many people who are having all sorts of cardiac irregularities will get better. And basically, I take magnesium, my wife takes it, and a lot of our certainly people do. If you want more information, you can get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Or if you'd like a list of the various health products we carry, you can get them all by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you're not in a position to join, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.